Today's daf is daf vav, and we're on the way with a rousing.
Now we had in a previous Mishnah that in a case where a husband was mekana and she's nistara, so she's asura lebala, and if she's an eshet kohen, she's asura minayachol betruma. And the only thing that will change that is if she's going to be shota l'mayim hamarim. Our Mishnah now lists five cases where there is no way for her ever to get out of her iser, and she's always going to be unable to drink, and therefore will always be in a matzav of asura b'truma. That even though l'maisa, when it comes to a woman who would stop tell her husband such a thing, that I'm tamea to you, over there we have a machlokas in the dorm, because the problem is she will definitely asur herself, because shavi nafsha hadiyah l'isur. She's saying she's asur melechol b'truma. But if she's married and the husband wants to be giving her truma, so then we have a machlokas, which according to Psheshes, he can say the same way he has rights to be made for an adorim, he can cancel his isur on her, because he wants her to eat truma. There's no ne'emanut. But in this case, we get into another problem. In this case, she's already asur midioraita once there was kinuyin stira. There's a strange Tosfos who asked the Kasha about Rav Sheshet, and he says that over here she's mi'ikar adin ne'emenet, which of course is not the point. It's not that she's ne'emenet, it's that she already became Osir because of the Kinu Vistira. As a matter of fact, there are those who even ask, what the heck is the Chiddush? I mean, obviously, once she's Osir across the board. To which some answer, okay, you know, Chinami, the Tana just wants to point out that these are the cases in which she'll always be Osir. The Brisker Rav wants to say that the Chiddush over here is that even if there's changes in the situation afterwards, it's forever. So one of the cases, the husband doesn't want to be mashka, what if he changes his mind? Or she claims I'm tamea, what if she says, well, I just said that because I was scared and I didn't want to drink. So that whatever the situation is, in these five cases, which are where she says that she's tamea, or where Adam came that she was tamea, or she simply says, look, I can't go through with this. I can't drink that stuff. I don't care. I'm innocent, but I refuse to drink. No way. Or the husband says that he's not going to be mashker. He doesn't want to put her through this. Or he ends up sleeping with her, which makes it impossible for another mortar to be baitik. Whatever the case is, in all such cases, the woman remains asura le'olam. Ve'lo asurot milecho b'truma, o meret tmei'a nilecha. So she says, look, you know, I admit that it was, I really had been a Niva Elet, and therefore I am a Suratiyun. There's no way that I can eat Truma. Oddly, I mean, Rashi says, it's talking about over here where she's married to a Kohen. But, I mean, the Bartanura points out it really shouldn't make any difference. Because even if she was a Bat Kohen who was eating, if she was going to be a Surah, because she'll never go back to her father's house after we view her as a Zonah. There's all types of discussions about why it would be that Rashi would be talking about a case dafka of Eshet Kohen, and why wouldn't he simply say that she's nifselet melechol b'truma even as a bat Kohen. So indeed, I mean, some learned that that's really the whole point here. She's saying to me, ani lecha, dafka lecha, which means that if she's claiming that she was raped, and that's why Rashi would be saying that's dafka talking about an Eshet Kohen, because she wouldn't be asura lechol b'truma if it was a bat Kohen li Yisrael. And that would also explain the other questions. In other words, about her makor of her iser being her ne'emanut in the position in which there had been kinu v'stira specifically, and not because, as Rav Sheshet argues, stam shishavya nafsha chaticha di isura. But in any event, this is case number one. She became a surah, and at this point is no longer going to be drinking the water.
How about a deem that came and said that she was Temea? Now, the Gemara is going to discuss this, but when did they come? But Adam came and said that she's Temea. I mean, usually we said even if a single aid comes that she's Temea, she cannot be Shota. So obviously this case has got to be an unusual case, which we'll see. Omerit Eini Shota, a woman who says, I refuse to drink. We never force the woman to drink. The whole process of a Sota is only if she wants to drink. She's claiming I'm innocent and it's ridiculous and I want to drink to prove that God will be my witness that I'm Tahora. But if she says she doesn't want to drink, even though, I mean, now we've already done all the preparations, she doesn't drink. Now, we'll see a question once from Moichah the Shein. That we'll see later on. V'shabala, I know Rotzela Shkota. How about if the husband asks Harat? You know, the last minute he pulls out and he says, forget it. Or, Shabala Baala Baderach. If, we will see later, that if the husband is not minuke miavon, if he has ever sinned sexually in his life, he cannot be mashke, his wife. He has to be able to take the moral upper ground. So even if just on the way to the Beit HaMikdash, he sleeps with her, which is asur because she's asur lo until the bidikat amayim. Nonetheless, ba'ala ba'ala ba'derach, that's it. We cannot be mashke now anymore.
Because not just from an Asia,
No, any sexual sin. Omrevana. Hamiltuman Omar Lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us the following halacha, which was his diuk from the pasuk, but actually on Harlan a 9 mimatnitin, he showed us from this Mishnah that he's right. In other words, he enlightened our eyes by analyzing carefully the Mishnah. So Tashi Yeshla Edim Bimidinata Yam, Ein Amayim Bodkim Otah. That if there are witnesses about this sota somewhere in the world, so they're currently in Timbuktu. Barnea is not here, so we don't have to worry about it being in his neighborhood. So if there are edim even in Timbuktu, the water will not be by the kur. My timer, the amakra v'nistra v'hi nitma v'ed einba. Ed einba means the leka diyadaba. Nobody knows about this, even b'sof ha'olam. Note the strange similarity to Tumata Tahom and this issue of the Tumat Sota. So if somebody knows about it, Bafilu Bisofa Olam, then it's not included. La Fuke Ha, Mashenken, in this case where there are witnesses is Zimbuktu, we can't say the Eid Einba. And over there, Ika de Yadaba. Now, obviously, you can argue. You could say, well, you know, that's one reading of the Pasuk, but I mean, we use the Pasuk to tell me that an Eid Echad is Neman, and you're claiming that, but still, I mean, in Mikra Yotzei Midei Pshuto, the Pasuk is saying nobody knows. I mean, that's still true. Maybe that's not still true. He showed us that it's absolutely true by analyzing our Mishnah. And he says, take a look. In Harlan Inan Mimatniti, he enlightened our eyes from the Mishnah, Diktani. Read the Mishnah carefully. Shabola Edim Shehit Tmeah. Witnesses have showed up that she was Tmeah, and therefore she can never be Bodek Nivdaket. Ayidei Amayim, and she's Asur Lecho B'Truma. Now I ask you, the Atu Edim Ema, when exactly did the witnesses show up? I mean, Inim and Bekama Tetishte. What, witnesses showed up before she drinks the water? I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, that has nothing to do with Sota. That's a typical case of a Zona. Witnesses come, say a woman was sleeping around with somebody, she gets a din of Zona, and she's Asura. You don't need Kinu, you don't need Stira, there's nothing to do with Mayim. I mean, the Mishnah can't be talking about that. Ela Lebata de Shatoi. It's got to be that the witnesses show up after she's already had the water, and she's doing perfectly well. The water didn't do anything to her. Now, you should say, well, these witnesses are obviously liars because God is her witness that she is Tahara. And, you know, if it's a question of you two or God, guess who we're going to believe? So, nonetheless, it says over here that she has a din of a zona. So, if I am right, says Rav Sheshes, that in fact, in this case, since there were witnesses, the fact that the water did nothing to her doesn't prove a darn thing. Because since there needs to be eight Einba, now it turns out there wasn't eight all along. So it's now clear to us, oh, no wonder the Mayim wasn't Baidikur. There were Eidim, so therefore we'll listen to the Eidim. Comes along the Mishnah to tell us that indeed this Chiddush is that if there are Eidim, then the Eidim teach us that the water wasn't meant to work. There's a little bit of a question over here, and it's an interesting machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. When it says Edim Lashon Rabim, does it mean only two witnesses? So you say, why would it mean only two witnesses? I mean, I thought the din was that when it comes to Tuma, even a single witness is believed. True, but maybe, and indeed this is how the Rambam paskens, but that's only in the process of Kinu V'Stira V'Ashkaya. Now, if we already did what we needed to do and we gave her the water, and now a single witness wants to come and say ex post facto that he actually knew about it before, there the Torah was never b'chadash, we believe a single witness. There we go back to the norm. The norm is you need two witnesses, and then a single witness is ignored. That would explain why it's a Shabbo'u la'edim, Lashon Rabim. Mashen came to us, he says, Lav Dafka. Maybe it doesn't mean necessarily two witnesses. Just saying, even two witnesses, but whatever takes the place of two witnesses, because Komokam Shemina Torah Edachad, Hare Kan Shnai. If the Torah tells you a single witness is okay, that is two witnesses, basically. So, according to that, it would be Lav Dafka, because since they're saying now that she was Tamea in the context of Kinoi Vistira, the Torah believes in Eid Echad. Okay, so just to turn the in the Lashon here, you should know that it's a Machloket Rishonim. But in any event, the reason that we would believe the witnesses against the Mayim, says Rav Sheshet, could only be not because Edim are more believable than God, but because the water won't work if there were Edim anywhere. So now that they're coming along, we say, aha, there were Edim somewhere. Here they are. They finally came from Timbuktu. So Yamit Mayim Bot Kinota. If you're going to tell me the water would have worked anyway, says Rav Sheshet, so you disagree with me, so why don't we say, Tigolim Yotol Mafred, the Sadi Shakrininu, that we've already proven in advance that these are liars, these witnesses, because they cannot deny the hand of God. Right? Omar Le Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, not necessarily. You see, you'd be right. And I think this is what you were referring to a moment ago. You'd be right if there were no other explanation for why the water hasn't worked. But suppose we have alternative explanations for why the water hasn't worked, then that would be enough of an explanation why witnesses were not ipso facto liars just because they disagree with the water. So, says Rav Yosef, I disagree with his proof, Rav Sheshet's proof from the Mishnah. Because it may well be that even if there are witnesses in Timbuktu, the water will still work. So you'll say, so how could we believe witnesses that come after we've already tested her out with the water? I'll tell you why we believe him. Because our Amor Zechut Tolala. As we'll see later on, a woman who has certain Zechuyot, we'll see later on exactly what those are. But a woman who has certain zechuyot, I'm surely if her husband learns in Kailo, I mean, God would not punish her even if she does a little hanky-panky on the side, as we'll see later on. So therefore, if she has some kind of zechut, the water won't work anyway. So people will say, ah, they're Edim. But what do you mean they're Edim? God has said that she's innocent. No! Her husband goes to Kailo. So maybe that's why the water didn't work. Right? Okay, he teaches kindergarten. It's also maybe a big zechut, but we'll see later on.
Because he goes to Kodesh.
There should be greater, higher standards.
Yeah,
we'll see later on. So now, what is the machlokas of? Obviously, Rav Sheshet does not hold that that's a valid argument. So what are they arguing, huh? But Michael Miflin, what are they arguing about Rav Yosef and Rav Sheshet? I mean, Rav Sheshet is so sure of himself that this Mishnah is proof to me. Rav Sheshet says, look, you know, what Rav Yosef is saying is simply not true. There's no way for us to mistake a woman who is truly not nivdeket for a woman who is nivdeket but has a zechut that's tola. What is that dependent on? There is a machloket later on in the Mishnah about what happens to a woman where zechut is tola. And it's actually a three-way machloket. Rabbi Shimon holds there's no such thing as zechut tola. Okay, but besides that, we have a machloket Rebbe and the Rabbanan. So the question over there is, she begins to degenerate. The question is, the zechut that's tola means holds off the inevitable. It doesn't mean it prevents any damage, right? It just holds it off. So that means instead of her exploding on the spot where they got to drag her out of the Azorah, you know, that's what it says, take her out before this. But so over here, it takes place over a period of time. So Rebbe says that it's not. Rebbe Omer Zechut Tola B'mayim Hamarim. It's true that the Zechut is Tola, but there's no way to make a mistake and think that she's Tora. Because, I mean, for sure, in a Yoledet, Veinam Shabachat, I mean, that the things that it says about Viniktav and Izra Zera, that for sure is obviously not going to happen to her. Rather, mitnavnava olechet, she begins to degenerate physically with a ongoing process until in the end, lesof she meta bota mita. She dies exactly the way she would have died as a sota, but in slow motion. So either over a period of 3 months or 3 years, we'll see later on a machlok at what that period is. But in any event, we know that she's not innocent. Rav Sheshet Savas, and the Rabbanan say that just zchut tola. What's the machloket? Rav Sheshet says the machloket isn't about whether she degenerates. She definitely begins to degenerate physically. The only machloket is whether it's the same process in slow motion, and lesof she's meta bota mita, or whether there's just a degeneration to indicate that she's not innocent. But it's not that it's the same process. So as according to both Rebbe and the Rabbanan, if Zechut is Tola, there's no way for us to confuse that with the Mayim not being Botkim, the Mayim are Botkim. Therefore, Tan is Reb Sheshes, that the only explanation for why we would believe the witnesses, what are the witnesses going to say? No, we're telling you the truth. The reason that it was that the water didn't kill her is because she had a Zechut. It's funny. She looks pretty good to us. So it must be there's another reason. What's the other reason? That the Mayim isn't Bodkin when there are witnesses. That's what Reb Sheshet is saying. Whereas Reb Yosef, who offers another explanation, and he says, no, the reason is because Schut is Tola, not because water won't be Bodkin when they're eating. That's because he holds that the Rabbanan who argue with Rebbe don't believe that she's mitnavenet. We can't look at her and say, she looks pretty good to me. Because she looks pretty good to you doesn't prove anything. She looks pretty good to you is because she's going according to Rabbanan all that she's not mitnavenet v'olechet. So how do you explain the fact that you claim she's Tmeya and God says that she's Tahora? Ah, there's only one explanation. And that's my explanation. So Rabbi Yosef, Savala Rabbi, Havi mitnavna, and the Rabbanan, lo havi mitnavna at all. Whereas Reb Sheshet Savar Bein LeRebbe Bein LeRabbanan Avi Mitnavna. The only machlokas is whether she's going to end up dying from the same mitah. Whereas Reb Yosef holds that the Rebbe she's mitnavenet v'olechet. But according to Rabbanan, maybe she's not mitnavna at all. Mativ Reb Shimi Bar Ashi. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein Zechut Tola B'mayim Hamarim. Now, Reb Shimi has another kash to Reb Ashi. Rabbi Shimon in that same Mishnah says, it's ridiculous to say that a woman is going to be able to be saved from the Mayim Hamarim because she has a Zechut. Because if you say that, you might as well throw out the whole thing. Because who's going to take the Mayim Hamarim seriously? It's like the Chassidish Rebbe. When it doesn't work, there's always an explanation. I only said that this would happen if, and here's the whole list. So if it happens, then that's great. Nobody remembers the list. And if it doesn't, there's always the golden parachute for why it didn't happen. It's all these psychics. There's always an explanation. Okay, so therefore, who's going to take the Mayim Hamarim seriously? They're going to say, look, plenty of women. No, those women, the Swiss was come off it, man. So in other words, that means it doesn't really work. That's what you're saying. Or at worst, she's going to say, okay, I mean, my husband also wants a kelot. God wouldn't get me. But whatever it is, says Rabbi Shimon, you can forget about the water. So if Swiss is Taylor, then it makes no sense. Ein zchut tola b'mayim hamarim. V'im ata omer zchut tola b'mayim hamarim. Matcheata ata mayim b'fnei kol anashim. You are basically making the mayim unusable. Because no one will believe that it works, or because she'll rely on the fact that actually there are different explanations given by various rishonim, or because she will assume that she can be nitzelet al yadei zechut. Furthermore, the other problem is, and then what are you going to say? All these women throughout the years that have been accused by their husbands of adultery have drunk from the Mayim and have come out sparkling clean. Everyone will suddenly begin to say, ha! They were clearly asuro to their husbands. It's just they had husbands that learned in Kailo. So that's why they survived. So then you're gonna basically be motzi laws on everybody. How can you do that? Because people will say, I mean, obviously people are always gonna say something. So if you give them anything to say, they'll say it. Say, Hino Amrim, Tmeyot are you? All of these women were really Tmeyot. Elishitala Lam Schut. It's just that the Schut, let me just finish the argument. It's just that the Schut was Tola. Now, I ask you, Rav Sheshes, you're claiming that witnesses in Timbuktu make the water ineffective. That's what you're saying. So then Rav Sheshes' argument makes no sense, because there's always witnesses in Timbuktu as an excuse. If you're saying people are always going to say what they're going to say, and you're going to say, why is it that the Mayim wasn't Bodek? There can't be an excuse. What do you mean? There is an excuse. You're saying there is an excuse. What's the excuse? Witnesses in Timbuktu. So there can't be anything that prevents the water from working, because if it ever prevented it, you'd be matchet ha-mayim bifnei kol anashim. So let's see that inside. So if according to you, v'im ita, if you are right that yesh le'edim b'minat hayam is a reason for the water not to work, so then yesh le'edim b'minat hayam nami atamotzi shem rav al ha-torot sh'shatuv, you're going to be ending up with the same time of Rabbi Shimon. You're being mercy laws, because everyone will claim that she was really, hein omrim tmeyot ayu, she was really tmeya. Why didn't the water work? So Rav Sheshes, how do you explain that? What's your problem? Well, you're asking me a kash for Rabbi Shimon. Obviously, if Rabbi Shimon holds that argument applies equally to Edom and Timbuktu as it does to Eschut Tolah. I never suggested that, according to Rabbi Shimon, that Edom and Medinat Hayam, the water wouldn't be Baidek. I mean, he's saying there's no way to allow for the water not to be Baidek. Fine. But according to the Rabbanan, with whom I was going, all I'm saying is that the only way to read the Mishnah, Alibi de Rabbanan, is that the Edim come, and the reason there's got to be a basis for there not being a stira from her innocence by God's fiat, basically, of the water not working, and the fact that the Edom claimed that they saw. I'm telling you the explanation. Explanation is the water doesn't work because there were Edom, by definition. So the Rabbi Shimon, midischut lo tal Edom nami lo tal. I understand that if Rabbi Shimon is willing to say that the schut also cannot be tola, he's obviously going to use the same argument about the water not working with their Edom also. What about the Eid Ein Bah? He'll say the Eid Ein Bah is only coming to teach me this halacha, that Eid Echad is mutarat. Masiv Rav. We have another kasha on this great raya, or this shita of Rav Sheshes. Masiv Rav, perhaps. Ve'elu shemincho'tehem nisrafot. Now let's just recall what has to be done for the sotah in order for her to be able to drink from the Mayim HaMa'arim. We bring a special mincha called the Minchat Kanaut, the only mincha other than the Minchat HaOmer, which is to be brought from Se'orim, because it's animal feed, and we view this as animalistic. So it's a simon to her animal behavior. And now that mincha, it has certain special dinim, where the Kohen puts his hand under the woman's hand, and first they put it into a piece of garbage, a sal mitzrit, again, to show her low class. But then we have to be mekadesh the mincha b'kli, like we always are. So it's put into a kli sharet, at which point we do the other tenufa. Now we go through the komets, like we do with any other mincha, and now that komets, which is done by a hand, requires kiddush kli on the komets. This is kineged, then we take that, we're molechit to the mizbeach, and then we're maktir the mincha. Those four steps are kineged and dinim of pigol, and then various psulim of shalol lishma and so on, are kineged the shchita, that's the kmitza, the kabbalah, the kiddush b'kli, the holacha, which is the holacha here too, and the actual haktara, which is kineged the zrika. And when it comes to a carbon, right? Same for a carbon mehema. Same four steps. Now, the thing is that there's always a difference between kedushat kli and kedushat damin. So when somebody says, okay, here's an isaron for a mincha, when it's put into a sal mitzri, it doesn't get kedushat aguf yet. because it hasn't been put into anything, any container of Hegdash. An animal, the sakin, can be bring Kedushat HaGuf. Here, the mincha, you need to actually put it into the klisharis. The second stage of putting the komets into klisharis makes the komets ready now to be a matir, just like dam, that you were makab. But until that time, it's basically Kedushat Damim. Kedushat Damim, you can be paid. Okay. So now let's take a look at the halacha. Says Rava from the Brayta, it says like this. Ve'elu sheminchotehen nisrafot. The following cases, we will have to burn the mincha, and we cannot use that mincha, and we cannot be poda that mincha. So if it were still Kedushas Damim, we could be poda it. If it was already past the stage where it was ready to be brought, then we don't need to be sorry for it. The din is that the Kohanim eat it like any other mincha. By the way, it has certain other dinim that we don't use shemen, levona, like mincha schotin. It's because we don't want to make it pretty. But as far as all the other halachas, it's the same. So let's say the woman says, well, I admit it. Tmeya ani. Okay, so then we obviously can't bring the Maya Mama Orim. For what purposes? She's admitting that she's tmeya. So at that point, the mincha is meaningless. So what do? We burn it. Or ba'ula edim shehi tmeya. Now that's interesting. So witnesses show up, and they say that she's tmeya. Okay, now I'm asking you right now, analyze that. The atu edim emat. When did these edim show up, says Rav? Ilema makami de tiktosh. Did the edim show up before we did kedushat hakli? What's the problem? Be paid at the tape of l'chulam. It could now be perfectly okay to be poda. Ela lebatar the kadosh. What must have happened over here is that we already went through kedushat kli, and kli sharet is mekadesh roi lahem. So now they can't be yotze l'chulam anymore al yedei pidyon. There's nothing left to do, and all we can do is we can burn it. But in this case, if it wasn't Kaddish yet, you would have been able to be paid it. All right, so it must be Tanga Bus of the Kaddish. Now, therefore, you got a problem. What's the problem? Iyamit Bishleima Mayim Botkinota. If Lamaisa, the existence of Eden, does not prevent the water from being Baedeker. So now the only thing we got to worry about, will the Edom show up or not? The Edom have not shown up until this point. So we went ahead and we did all the preparations for the Ashkoya. We were Magdish, the Mincha. Now the Edom show up. We're in a tough position. There's nothing to do. We can't be paid it. But if you are right, Reb Sheshes, that the Mayim would never have been Bodeker in the first place because these Edom exist. So now it becomes clear the whole thing was a big mistake. It was Hegdish Ta'ut in the first place. Why did we make this mincha? Because we thought that this was a woman that could have been checked by the water. But she can't be. Now it turns out that there was no way to be bodek this woman. So you're obviously wrong, because then it would be hegdish ta'ut. And then we should say, you know what? You don't even need to be paid it. The whole thing was a mistake. It never was roy for hegdish. Just put it back into the kitchen and make some bread out of it. What's the problem? Or feed it to the donkey. Mincha is there. It's a special type of mincha. It's not usable for any other thing at all. I can't use it for any korban. It's being brought specifically for this purpose. For a woman who is going to be drinking the water. That woman didn't exist. Because according to Reb Sheshes, the very fact that witnesses clearly must have existed, because here they are, would mean that initially she was not a woman that was ruiyah. Explain that, Reb Sheshes. So, if you're telling me that the water couldn't check her in the first place, so now, why don't we say that retroactively we now understand that the whole thing was a big mistake, and it should just be free without even needing pidyon. It was a mistake. Who says that the Edom is saying that she was mizana during the Kinui Vestira? What happened over here is the woman wants one last fling with her lover before she blows up. So right there in the Azora, she manages to grab him and say, one last time. So now we have witnesses that say she was Mizan. So now she doesn't blow up. How do you like that? Because now it turns out that she's not Ruya to be Benivdeket. We know that she's Asur Labala anyway. Yisur Labala anyway, so we're not going to be Baidikar. Ah, says the Gemara, Matkevar Meshavsha, come off it. What do you mean, right here in the Azora? I mean, she's got all of these Kayanim, armed Kayanim, that are making sure she's okay, right? You know, all these young, red-blooded Kayanim, they'll take good care of her. The Pirche Kuna Malavinuta. Yeah, he says, you're darn right. Shezinta mi Pirche Kuna, that's who she went and slept with, not the original guy. They're very realistic in the Gemara. Hey, but the White House is impervious. And Lahavdil, Mikdash Bela.
Says Ravashi, why can't she claim she needs to go to the bathroom? Why the Pure Kakuna got to go into the bathroom? I mean, that's a simple explanation. She can say, I need to go to the bathroom. Where she's already made a liaison with this guy. So Kigon, she needs to go to the kaveh. Don't the Pure Kakuna, but keep a talila. What do you think? The Pure Kakuna are hiding under her hat. I mean, they're holding her head. They don't know what's going to go on. So, okay, you need to go to the bathroom. You need to go to the bathroom. So therefore, there's always opportunities for dessert if you're really looking. And so, Mamela, we can't be Bodhika, but Ein Hachinami, if this would be witnesses that she was originally Tameya, I Taina Rav Sheshet would be Egeshtot. Would be Egeshtot. Rav Papa says, what's the problem? You're big, tiny, you have to come up with these wild cases. It's very simple. The witnesses says that she indeed had been Mizana Lamafreya. And you're right. It was a Hegdash Ta'ut. But are we going to therefore allow this Hegdash to be taken right out of the Klishares and put into somebody's animal fodder? People will understand what's going on. What is the person who looks at this going to decide? What? Must be that they were paid it. That's what I'll think. I mean, people are paid a Hegdash. Ah, so you see. You could be paid a Hegdash even after it had Kedushat Kli, they'll say. And that will come to make terrible errors in the Dinim of Pidyon. Because of that, Midrash Banan, we said, look, once it's gone through that step, there's nothing to do. We will not allow you to either, to because of Hegdash Ta'ut, to get rid of it. That's absurd. And because of that, it's just a Midrash Banan. Gzeira Shema Yomru Motzin Mikli Sharei Klichol. People will say, gosh, I guess you could take it right out of a Kli Shareis and put it into your animal trough. Masi Rav Mori. So here says Rav Mori, I'm going to show you that that's not true. There is no such gezeira. You claim there's a gezeira that we can't take something out of the Kli Sharet because it was all a mistake. I'm going to bring you a case where we actually do that, okay? The Braita goes through the various stages in which something might have happened to the Minchas HaSeita and tells us what to do. So before Kedushat Kli, let's say it became Tame. Okay. He paid it like anything else. You can be paid it, Kachim. If it's on Kedushas Dami, go right ahead. Tipa De. Once it was Kaddish Bekli, okay, now it's Kedushat Aguf, nothing to do. It's like any other mincha requires sreif. Kidash HaKometz, I already put the Kometz out of the hand of the Kohen into the Kli, except I haven't had a chance to put that on the Mizbeach yet, although he speak la'akrivo, and all of a sudden, between that time, the husband drops dead, or she drops dead. So now, there's no way for us to be makriv. And over here, we have the same problem. So what if the husband drops dead? So here Rashi says, what's the point? Husband's dead anyway. That is a big problem. Because when there's no husband, we can't be mashker, not because we don't need to be mashker, but as we'll see, we're medayik for the pasuk that the husband and only the husband can be mashker. Let's say Bezdin can be Makana, a woman. Let's say Bezdin sees a woman acting inappropriately, the husband's not around. But then you'll never be able to be Mashka, that woman. So in doing so, they will ask her on her husband if she ever is in stare. There's no Hashkaya. Why Rashi says that is a big question. Well, what's Rashi's point? As the other Rishonim say, the reason that we won't be Mashka is because you cannot be Mashka without a husband. You certainly can't be Mashka without her. That would be very difficult.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
So
the baking is not. We'll see.
And she's automatic.
She's nisteret. Right. They'll warn her not to be nisteret. So she
is, but there's no
way out.
There's nothing, there's no way to.
There's no way to be mashka.
It's a
done deal. Okay, so now, by the way, there is a difference in the cases where, let's say we had a case where she's not going to be shota because she says, I refuse. I'm not to me, I'm innocent, but I'm be darned if I'm going to drink that stuff. Right? So we never force her to drink. But and then the other case was the husband says, forget about it, I don't want to do this to her. There's a major difference between those two cases, la halacha. Because where it's the husband's fault that she's not drinking, he's going to have to give her a divorce with a ketubah. When it's her fault that she's not drinking, then she doesn't get a ketubah. So, I mean, over here, it makes an afkamina whether the husband's not being mashka because he doesn't want to be. I'm saying those issues doesn't mean it all equals the same thing, but financially it doesn't necessarily equal the same thing. But so in any event, in this case, we cannot be mashka because there's no husband or there's no her. So in that case, what do we do with the mincha? It's also the din of any other mincha. Minchas chayte that doesn't have any violin, basically cannot be used. Fine. How about if I already was makriv the kaimetz, and now the kohanim haven't yet had an opportunity to eat the shirayim, which is what they do when you bring a korban mincha. Eloi speak lachol shirayim at shemeto at shemetahi. It's also kekolam enachot. Arei kekolam enachot. V'teachel. So you'll say, well, but what do you mean? But, I mean, now it turns out that we never needed it. That doesn't matter. Ala safik ba'amit chila. Look, the point of this mincha, the Torah didn't say she was vadai achotat. This is a mincha schote misafik. At the time that it was brought, it was needed. Fine. It did its job. Now she was ru'uya to be drinking. Now she dies. What does that have to do with the mincha? The mincha did its job. The kipra, it's completely kosher, it's no problem, right? So kipra sveka v'olcha. Now here is the important point, which is just the point where Abba leaves. There he goes. Runaway bride. So here is the important case. Witnesses had claimed now that she was nisteret, right? Or if Edim come, so now it turned out that she wasn't supposed to bring a mitrata nisrefet. But there were Edim originally, weren't there? That she had been nisteret. How about if the Edim that claimed that she was nisteret turn out to be liars? Because we have other Edim that are mazim them, and the Torah tells us to believe those Edim. So now she was never nisteret. If she was never nisteret, so then the whole thing was a big mistake. It should go out lechulin, which is exactly what happens. Nimtzei de'azomim, Rav Papa, excuse me. So over there, what's the din? Minchata chulin. Ah! You, Rav Papa, claim we'll never do something like that. Because the Rabbonim make a gzera, we can't simply take a mincha that everybody assumes is a perfectly kosher mincha that's already been put into a kli, and say, put it into an animal trough. Oh, says Rav Papa, come off it, man. Will you bring me a riot from this gates? Edim zomimim ka'armet, please. I mean, that edim zomimim is not the same thing as our finding out that she's tmeya. Edim zomimim is scandalous. Wow, that's a major thing, you know. People talk about that. Exactly. Kala itlo. I mean, France 7 is right on top of it. So over there, it's got a call. Everybody's going to know about it. No one will think that the Hegdish is Yotze from a Klisha, right? They will understand exactly what must have happened here. And therefore, don't try to bring me a Raya from a special case like that. So, Edim Zomim Karmet, Edim Zomim Kala Itlu. Actually, what's interesting is that we have a Braita that really says what Reb Shesha says, but he had derived it from the Pusik and brought a Raya from the Mishnah to his derivation. What's really cute about this whole thing is that it turns out he's right, but for the wrong reason. In other words, it's very ironic. He's bringing a raya from the... We can bring a raya, except the very raya that we bring shows that there was another makar, not the makar that he was bedaik in the pasuk from the Eid Einba, that nobody knows about it. Look at this interesting bright. Tanya kavati der sheshish, but lav me time it. What can you do? You can be right, but you're wrong. It's usually like that. The women are always right. It's never mitamean, but they're always right. Sort of miraculous, you know.
So what is the brayta say? The pasuk says what happens im lo nitma ha'isha utorahi v'nikta v'nizra azera. Now look at the repetition. Lo nitma ha'isha. Okay, if lo nitma ha'isha, so then obviously she's torahi, right? So what do you need? She torahi, and they say utorahi. So we have three diukim here. Three extra words that didn't need to be said. It could have said, Vim lo nitma aisha, v'nikta v'nizra zera. Instead, it says, Torah, which is obvious, utorah, as if it's a new issue, utorah hi, as if we're talking about, could have been talking about somebody else. What is this teaching, as says the Braita? I'll tell you. Torah means that she really was Torah, not just that lo nitma aisha because the water didn't work. She's Torah, meaning lo shiyesh la'idimi minatayama. That means that the pasuk is coming to tell you that if indeed there were edim minatayam, you might conclude that this woman is, I mean, she's lo nitma'a, the water didn't work, so then v'nikta v'nizra zera. No. That will not apply to her if there are edim minatayam. But in other words, she will survive the water if there's edim minatayam. Utorahi, that tells us there's yet another reason why the water wouldn't have worked. But don't think that if the water doesn't work, then we still will apply v'niktav and izra zera. No way. That will not apply. He, v'loshi yisuv yitnuva muzarot balavana. Ooh, those specters that sit out there in the moon. In the daytime, they look like your wife, but at night, they obviously are the witches that are sitting there now talking with each other. And what do they talk about? Lashon Hara. So anything that is happening in town, everybody knows about it. So over here, if everybody knows about it, that she was Mizana, so then the water isn't going to work either, as we'll see later on. So the spinners, yes, the wool spinners at night in the moon, the spinners by the moon. This is great. Yeah, I mean, this is Twilight Zone stuff. This is stuff for a movie. Shakespeare, perfect. Yeah, there you go. So in that case, says in none of these cases where the water won't be Bodeker, whether it's because of the moon spinners. I'm being driven by a moon shadow. And the case of the Edim, which shows that you're right, Reb Sheshes, but we didn't learn it out from the Pasuk Edim, but we learned it out from the Utahora. And then we have the other case of Tala Laschut. And you know what? Rabbi Shimon, how does he explain this? I mean, I understand Rabbi Shimon figured to be Eid Ein Bam, and when we thought that was the whole base, obviously Rabbi Shimon, who has a problem with the water not being bedek. Rabbi Shimon says, if the water doesn't bedek for whatever reason, you forget about it, it loses efficacy completely. I mean, who's going to believe in the water? Who's going to use the water? So according to Rabbi Shimon, we said, if the diuk was from the Eid Ein Ba, the way Rabbi Sheshet was saying, we always have it out, because Eid Ein Ba is coming to tell me also Eid Echad, right? Special halacha. But according to Rabbi Shimon, I mean, you could say, I know the old standby answer is Vav Lo Dorish. Now, let's say the Vav Utorahi doesn't agree. So that Schut is not Tola, right? That I hold Schut is not Tola. So what do you do with the Vav? I don't do anything with the Vav. I don't darshan a Vav. But what about the word itself? Need the Vavlo Darish. But you have the actual word. I mean, why isn't he being darshaning now that Eidim Minyata Yam, indeed, the mind wouldn't be Bainik? Utorahi. So for Ha'ika, Yeshla Eidim Minyata Yam. And what do you do with that? Look, you know, if people will say that, people will look at it like a conspiracy theory. It's lo shchich. I mean, you know, it's all very nice to say eschut tolaba. I mean, look, l'maiser, husband learns in kailah. What else do you need? But to say there must be witnesses b'nei atayam. Come on already. That's unreasonable. Nobody's going to use that as a reason to say she's really t'meya. People will say, you know, that's like saying it was the Jews who blew up the Twin Towers. Come off it, man. It's just not reasonable. And actually, What he claimed was is that a sota she yesh lo edim inat hayam ein amayim bodkin mota my time they make this trav initma the aid inba, which means the lek of the yadaba anywhere lafuke ha da ik the yadaba somewhere. The inner la inan mimatitin that his diak and the posik is correct that it should be nidrash kipshuta. Diktani v'shabola edim shitmeya and he asked us the atu edim imat. I mean inem mekami to teach today. I need a mishnah to tell me that a zona can eat truma. Come on, zonahi elalabata deshatay. Okay, and nonetheless a yamrit bishlema ein hamayim botkimota. Okay, so then these edim are accepted because we now know why the water made her look innocent because of them. Doesn't that show that the Edom are lying and then God says she's innocent? Why? There's always other explanations for why the water didn't work. You don't need to come onto Edim. Even if there are Edim. And the reason that over here she appears unscathed by the water is Zayim or Zechut Olala. But Micah Miflegei, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Sheshet, the word mitnavna, according to Rebbe, alibed rabbona. Tetzan Rebbe, omer zechut tola b'mayim amarim ve'inu yoledet, ve'inu mishabachat, ela mitnavna ve'olechet, and in the end, v'sof shimeita v'otah mita, and the whole thing is put into slow motion. The rabbonim disagree. Now, Rav Sheshet savar, they don't disagree entirely. Bein la Rebbe, bein la rabbonan, havya mitnavna, which she wasn't in this case. How do you explain that? Must be because there were Edom and the water doesn't work at all when there are Edom. But Rabbi Yosef holds, only according to Rabbi is she mitnavna. But according to the Rabbanan, lo havya mitnavna. So why, if that's the case, why is Rabbi Shimon so upset with the fact that people will claim that she is really Tamea and so on? Don't they see the difference between a woman that was mitnavna and a woman that wasn't mitnavna? She's really mitnavna according to everybody. He says, Tosfos, no, they don't pay attention to that. They walk out, and they've got it all figured out. You know, and then they're not going to be tailored afterwards. And maybe even she herself won't, because she'll go around telling her friends, well, I got cancer, that's a different issue, but those water, that's a big joke. I really was playing around with that guy. The water doesn't do a darn thing. Anyway, meanwhile, it gets around that the water doesn't work. So Rabbi, this there from Asif Rav Sheshes, whereas Rabbi Yosef Sofer, rather, the Rabbi Havi Mitnavda, Rabbanan lo Havi Mitnavda at all. Masif Rav Shimi Barashi. Rabbi Shimon, Omerin, Zechut Ola B'mayim Amarim, V'imata Omer, Zechut Ola B'mayim Amarim. So then, Matcheh Atah Atamayim, if they call on Anshim HaShotot, and furthermore, Atah Matzi Shemra, Ala Torot Shishatu, Ve'in Omerim, people will say about them that really Tmeyot Hayu, Ela Shetala Lehem Zechut, Ve'imita Yesh Leidim, V'imata Yam Nami, Atah Matzi Shemra, Ala Torot Shishatu, Ve'in Omerim Tmeyot Hayu. So anyway, you might as well just bite the bullet and accept that there's cases where that's going to be true. I wasn't talking about Rabbi Shimon, says Rabbi Shesha. Motiv Rava, Elu Shemin Chotehem Nisrafa. Haomeret Tmeyani, or Shabola Edim Shitmeya, etc. Excuse me, but the Atu Edim Ema, Tmeyilim Bekamit Tigdosh, Tepek Lachulim. Okay, so I am Bishlema Mayim Botkinota. So that would explain why now I'm a Bat Migdashu Makrevi, and therefore Chikadash Mikara, Shaper Kadash, there's nothing to do with it because it's already Kedushas Kli, which is Kedushas Aguv, Mishumachi Minchatan Israfet. Ela I Amrit Eina Mayim Botkinota, Tigoli Mutul Mafreya, Tchikadash Mikara, Betaot Kadosh Vetepek Lechulin. Omrevyuna Midiskarta, Kagonsha Zinta Ba'azara. Therefore, at the time that we made it Kodesh B'Kara, it was Shaper Kodesh, and only now we can't use it. Matkilar Mesharsha, but it's a ridiculous case. Halo Pircheku Namalavinota. So what? Shezinta mi Pircheku Natsman. Ravash Yamar, Kagonsha Nitzokal in the Kavea, Ato Pircheku Nabekipa Talila. Rav Papa Amar Liolam Kirikarmet B'Kara. It's talking about they were there the whole time. I, according to Rav Sheshet, the Kamra Tepek Lechulin, it actually is Tepek Lechulin. It's only Midrabbanan, Gzeira Shemer Yomru Motzi Miklisharek Lechol. They don't know that it was Rafik Lechulin automatically. Motiv Rav Mori, Nitmeit, Minchatat Shalok Kitcha Bekli Arek, Kolam and Achot, Vetipade. Misha Kitcha Bekli Arek, Kolam and Achot, Vetisarev. Kidisha Komet, Velo Yispik Lak Rivo Achemet Hu, O Achemet Ahi, Korava komets, and now the Kohanim want to know, can they eat the Shiraim? Lo yispik le'achol Shiraim at Shemetu or Shemetayi? Harika kol ha'menachot v'teachel. You'll say, but it turns out we didn't need it. What do you mean? What's it supposed to mean? Ala safek ba'am mitchilata, ki presvek aval chala. What's the difference? What happens now? Now, bo la'idim she'it me'am min chata nisrefet. Nimtzu edea of stira. Zomemi min chata chulin. Ha-ha! And what about the gzera, the punitive gzera de Rabbanon, according to Rav Sheshet? Yes, Rav Sheshet, zomimim ka'amre. Einim zomimim kala yitlu. Nobody's going to make the mistake of thinking that it was stam yotzel chulin because of a pidyon after Kedusha Taguf. Tanik avati Rav Sheshet, however, lo mitame. Tohora, if it says, im lo nitma'asha, u tehorahi. So the word Torah comes to tell me that only if the mayim wasn't bodeker, really, but lo sheyesh la edim minatayon. U-Torah tells me, lo shetotah laschut. He, U-Torah, he, v'lo sheyisuv yitnu b'muzarot b'alvana. So now, what's Rabbi Shimon going to do with that? I mean, nihi devav lo darish. I mean, ha'ik eish la edim minatayon, lo shechicha. Conspiracy theories, not going to fly.